Hello, friends, and welcome to My Miniature Obsession Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Karf. This podcast is about all things miniature. We will explore the world of minis and all its raw talent, dedication, patience, and the new energy of this art form. Hear from miniature hobbyists and professionals from all over the world. We will gain a deeper insight into the creative processes that drive them. We will also explore what their biggest struggles are, their most devastating failures, and the most uplifting successes. I hope to encourage and inspire you in your miniature hobby, because even the ordinary become extraordinary in miniature. Hello, everyone. It's Rachel, and I'm back for another episode of My Miniature Obsession Podcast. So this episode was supposed to be live weeks ago. And so my little backstory, the podcasting platform that I was using just changed on me. So I had to learn new software and it was very frustrating. So I want to thank my guest, Deb, for being so patient with me. She put up with a lot and she was kind of my guinea pig for the whole platform. So thank you, Deb. I really appreciate you. I think that I have all the little kinks all ironed out now, and so it should go easier in the future. At least I'm hoping right now, I have my fingers crossed, that in the future episodes it will go a lot smoother for me and my guest. So Deb was the featured artist in my latest Dollhouse Miniature subscription box, and the theme for this box was a designer closet. And Deb created the miniature clothes for that box. I quickly realized that I am not a good sort when it comes to, well, anything real life or real size, and miniature was even more frustrating to me. So I reached out to Deb, and she was gracious enough to take on this big task for me. And she got it done so quickly, and yes, her craftsmanship is amazing. So thank you, Deb. So she created... either you got a pair of jeans if you're a subscriber, or you got a dress, which was purple or yellow. They were so cute. And I can't wait to see what everyone does with them, if they, you know, accessorize them or just hang them in their closet that they got. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, the Dollhouse Miniature Subscription Box is a themed box that comes out every other month. And it's filled with a themed 1/12 scale miniatures. And each box will have a small DIY project, and then it'll also, in some boxes, in this case Deb, will have a featured artist. So they create a miniature for you, and it's delivered to your door. How fun is that? If you want to check out more, go to minisubscriptionbox.com. So thank you again for being here, and I would love to hear from you. I just love to hear from my listeners. I can be found on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. My handle is @MicDropMiniatures. All right. Thanks again, and enjoy today's episode. Well, we conquered the time from last week, the time from today, and now technology. Like, I think we've come a long way. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Oh, my God. It's a pleasure, for sure. Never done anything like this, so it's exciting.
Yeah, and then, of course, my podcasting platform changed on me all of a sudden. So technology is always changing. And so sometimes it's stressful and frustrating, but thank you for being my guinea pig. And also thank you for being the featured artist in my last subscription box. So those that aren't a subscriber yet, Deb was my featured artist in the April 2024 box. And I've gotten... well, they just went out, but the people who have gotten them are loving it. So thank you. You designed the clothes. And I don't know if you've seen on social media at all, anyone posting it.
Any yet. I did get a couple text messages from friends that did receive it and they're going to be posting. But I was looking last night and I haven't really dug in today. So I plan on afterwards.
Okay. Well, it was such a fun box. So it was a designer closet, and I'll show you some pictures too. Did I even show you a picture of what I was? Okay, sorry about that. I'll do that. It was a designer closet, and when I started doing the box, I was going to attempt to sew. And then I'm like, I tried and I'm like, this would take me years. So I need to reach out. So I asked a few people and they recommended you.
Sure. It's a challenge. Sewing is.
I guess I want to start from the beginning. How did you get started in miniatures? Can you give us your story?
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, I did have a dollhouse when I was younger. I think a lot of people have. I think my mom bought it for me when I was young because I like to move my furniture around in my bedroom. So it was her like, okay, get your fix out of a dollhouse. My dollhouse fantasy actually started after I had my kids and I was married. I don't know. It's just a fascination about the tiny size. I grew up loving Barbie, but after a while, she will always be a part of me just loving Barbie. But I was impressed with the smaller scale of things. And I started collecting tiny things, like putting them in a shadow box. And at the time when I was married, I had said something, oh, I want a dollhouse. And, you know, people were like, you know, who wants a dollhouse? And ironically, I had a neighbor at the time back in 1991. And her name was Jackie. And she had a dollhouse. And my husband saw it. And he's like, oh, that's what it's about. And sure enough, that Christmas, I got a dollhouse. And I did have it for about 10 years, and I had a store for about a year in between there. But as life changes, you know, it was put back in a back corner for a long time. And I, you know, again, life happens. My career sort of took off. And so ironically, a good 10 to 13 years, at least when I was into that. But during the pandemic, obviously a lot of us reinstated ourselves into some hobbies and things that we've done before. And that's when I did. I got back into it. And believe it or not, it wasn't about the dollhouse. It was about the miniatures. And I said, my daughter wanted me to get back into it to do something instead of sitting home doing nothing. And I said, I want the dolls. I really like the miniature dolls, and I haven't found the right one. And one day I was just searching, and there was the Pison TB League dolls. And I said, oh, my God, like, these are amazing. I love the porcelain dolls. I love all the miniature dolls. But this one just was so realistic, and it reminded me of Barbie. And that's what went to it. And I love to sew. I always sewed growing up. My mom and I did a lot of sewing, and that's where it blossomed. I was able to do my creations with the dolls versus, you know, bigger size.
Can you talk a little bit more about those dolls? Are they made of rubber, or like, where did you?
Yeah, silicone, rubber. Yeah. The realistic feeling, you do have to take care of them. They're not, you know, they're not the plastic dolls or some of the other dolls that people make that are, you know, maybe not as delicate as some of the dolls that are out there. But I love this doll because she just looks like Barbie in a miniature size. And that's really what grew me to wanting to make the clothes. I wanted it to be like a Barbie. And I loved miniatures. And I do have my dollhouse. I know you probably can see my dollhouse behind me, but it's just my way of having fun with clothes. I look at fabric and I just have a vision. I don't even know where it comes from. It's just there.
And I find it really hard to find clothes for 1/12 scale. Do you find that true? Like when I searched, I'm like, there wasn't much out there.
There wasn't. And it's surprising. There's a lot of people that do it. Maybe not as a business perspective. And I wasn't really going out there for the business, but like you said, it was hard to find. And then you're, you know, what, listening to people reading, you know, on social media, oh, I wish I could make clothes. And I'm like, well, I can do it, you know, so I just do it for fun. It supports my hobby.
So when you, I know it's an expensive hobby sometimes. When you talk about fabric, though, how do you find print that's small enough for clothes? Like, where do
you? Oh, it's not easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you can, you know, it's like looking for a needle in a haystack when you're in a fabric store, you're, you know, Joann's and Michael's and whatever. I find that shopping in a Goodwill or even in your retail stores, all of a sudden I'll come across a small print where I think will work. Because it's so funny, I'll have friends say, oh, I have some clothes you can have. And it's like, if I had everybody give me their, you know, their Goodwill donations instead, they don't see what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
You know, they'll say, oh, I have a flower print. And it's like, oh, no, that's okay. I'll wait. Don't give me your hand-me-downs. Because it is special when you find that very small print. And I've been very lucky being in retail personally. But it's not easy. It's definitely not easy. I do say to myself, where does everybody else find the small print?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Have you ever tried printing your own?
Like I thought about, but I think it would be more expensive. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure either. That's something to look into. And then I guess I have a question about fabric, because I just made towels for my dollhouse. And it's always, the fabric is always so stiff. And do you have any tips or, I don't know, anything that just to make fabric more, so it's not so stiff and hard, you know, like it's bulky.
Yeah. Well, again, it goes back to I'm always like touching the clothes. Let's put it this way. And I touch fabric. We already know the thickness of most fabric, but when you're out shopping for clothes, which now I'm more shopping for fabric in the clothes versus shopping for myself. It's funny. I just feel the material and see if I think to myself, can I sew it? It's just, I'll put it on my hand and say, okay, how's it going to look? It's again, back to just feeling the material, playing around with it so you can figure out the bulkiness. And you know, how you said you made towels, buy baby washcloths because they're very thin and they're softer and they're easy to fold versus a regular towel. You just have to figure outside the box, like what else would look like a towel. I mean, I actually bought packages of washcloths to make bathrobes because thickness. It's thin and it's soft.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good.
It's just plain.
Yeah, thank you. That's a great tip. So do you use like the same sewing machine, same thread, same all that stuff that you would for real life clothes that you're sewing?
Yeah, I do. When I first started during the pandemic, oh my God, it was so hard to find a sewing machine because everybody was making masks.
Oh yeah.
So I have two sewing machines. One I like better. It just depends on, I don't use the same fabric or thread. I use the same color thread. I don't try to do anything fancy. I think certain threads just don't work with the fabrics. That's just my take on it. I wish I had sometimes a professional type of sewing machine, but then I'm like, do I really need it? You know, because I'm doing okay. So I rather stick with something that I know.
Yeah.
You know, just a simple, you know, retail sewing machine.
Okay. And how big is your collection? Like, do you see something in real life and be like, okay, my miniature doll must have that type of clothing? And I mean, is your collection big or small? I'm curious.
Well, I have 30 dolls.
30.
Okay. And yeah, a lot. Probably too many. But yeah, like I love Pinterest. So I get my inspiration in Pinterest more than I do, you know, on a mannequin display. But I have also seen on a mannequin display, oh, I have something like similar fabric like that. I could do this and I could do that. I do find some fashions not easy. And I think to myself, I want to keep the clothes affordable for the dolls and for the hobby. So I don't, you know, would I love to make something that is elaborate and very detailed? Sure I would, you know, but to me, I'm like, I want to make five of the same thing. I don't want to be 4 hours on just one outfit. Mm-hmm. I try to, you know, make it simplified for me because I want everybody to enjoy it as much as I enjoy it. I do say to myself, okay, I cannot keep one piece of everything I make. After a while, I've started getting boxes and I'm like, well, maybe I shouldn't, I don't really need that one, but I do have a couple that are special and unique. I do have to say about the subscription box, the yellow outfit will never be able to be made again. That is a unique collection because that shirt I probably bought 2 years ago on clearance for probably 25 cents. Mm-hmm. And that's what I go shopping in, you know, these retail stores that have clearance. And that's where I'll see something and I instantly say, oh, I can do this. Now, grant you, what I did make was not what my first vision was. So I have fabric piled and piled. And when I was trying to search what I want to do, I came across those two colors that were the same. And I felt that that was perfect along with the jeans, you know, having a different variety. Everybody's going to have fun. But I thought it was special in the sense that at least the yellow one is unique. Yeah. And no one else can have it.
I loved the variety. So those that don't know it, yeah, there was a pair of jeans and then two dresses, kind of the same style, but different patterns, purple and yellow. And it's kind of fun because if they want just the other ones, they could go head to your website and check them out, right? Are they? Well, not the yellow.
Yep. Yep.
At least the other two.
I have two of them. yeah, I know. It's funny. I did. And those were my, like, prototypes. So I had to, like, fix them up a little bit. So I had just enough. It was scary to me. But, yes, I plan on posting, obviously, you know, the extras that I do have. And yeah, I'm looking forward to making more and more clothes for our dolls, for the doll house.
It's just that you have such a unique talent because one, I can't sew in real life, but then I'm like, oh, it's mini. It can't be that hard. Yeah. Right. I mean, I can't even sew a straight line. So when I attempted it, I'm like, oh man, no way. So I'm curious, did you ever try putting like designs on your shirts or like sublimation or anything fun like that? Have you explored with that?
I do want to. I have a lot of like saved pictures in Pinterest and say, oh, I want to try this. I want to try that. I think it's what's hard with me is I'm afraid to fail at like, you know, doing iron-ons and stuff like that. Because I like sports, too. And I like, oh, that'd be really nice to put a team sports on it. But you also have to, you know, remember that I have a day job. So I can't have everything that I want. So eventually I'll get there experimenting with things. And, you know, I have a lot up here in my head saying, okay, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to crochet. I want to make pocketbooks. But I'm like, okay, if I start trying to do all those mini things, I'm not going to really focus on what I really wanted to start off with. And I can maybe make those other things special. You know, it's work in progress.
It always is, and especially we're all creative minds, and well, my mind too. It's just, yeah, you have so much going on up there. Like, I can do that, I can do that, I can do that. But then time, right? It's all about time.
I think boxes say it all. I mean, me with looking at clothes, something comes to mind. And here, every time you have a subscription box, it's amazing. Like, you have a collaboration of something in a box. And I think that's exciting because we never had that years ago. Never had anything like that years ago. I think it's awesome what you do.
Thank you. Well, and it all inspired me. My daughter's all into the... It's funny, you get a ball and you have no idea what's in it. And, you know, it's not, they're all bigger. They're not true 1/12 scale, but she loves those little things. And I'm like, why can't I bring this to the 1/12 scale community?
Yeah. So
I do. I will tell you, it's a little stressful at times. I had to close the cart a few times only because it's all, you know, me. And
yeah,
when I have featured artists like you that help, but it's so much fun. I think it brings a lot of joy to people. So thank you for your words. I appreciate that. I just wanted to ask too, what is your favorite thing to make and your least favorite thing to make? Like, you just struggle with it and you're like, nope, not doing that again.
Yeah. I love making the pants because they're simple and I can crank out a dozen in an hour. It's so simple. The party dresses I have tried, they're tedious. And that's where it goes back to, I don't want to take an hour on one piece of party dress now. Have I done special orders for people? Yes. I try to be careful and not overcommit, depending on what I'm going to commit. If it's just plain tops and bottoms, oh, I can do that. I've had people send me their fabric and I've done, you know, you say, oh, I want 5 tops and I want 5 bottoms and I'll just see what we have. And then all of a sudden it just comes to mind. But, party dresses are just not my thing.
So do you still do custom orders?
Yes, I have. And yes, I'm still working on custom orders. Yep. Absolutely.
I think it'd be so cool. Like, if you have your child's blanket or, I was going to say a wedding dress, but who would cut that up to make a miniature? Or, you know, something, a piece of fabric that's meaningful that you could make into something too. That's so cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Some people just say, you know, this is what I'm looking for. Go for it. And then, like I said, and I've had some people send me their fabric and it's exciting either way.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So I have to know more about this store that you had. Can you talk about your store that you had?
Yeah, I started the store because I was building all these doll houses and I joined a doll club because of my Barbies. And I met a good friend of mine through there who was a doll owner, business owner, and she approached me one day to do a show with her. And I said, sure, you know, I can do this. And when I went to the show, it was a lot of dolls, a lot of Barbies and stuff. But then there was some mixture of miniatures back then, you know, you're talking years ago. And I started saying, oh, my God, I could, you know, like sell this doll house. I could sell that doll house, you know, like people do nowadays, you know, on Marketplace and stuff. But I felt I needed a store, not taking them to shows. I thought it would be easier to have a very small storefront. And I started building all these houses. I electrified them, I wallpapered them, and I painted them special for people. But then all of a sudden, it was taken away from my family because I had young kids at the time. And so I said, well, maybe I should take the show on the road with my friend. And I started doing that. So I went with more miniature stuff versus the houses. Okay. So that's why I transitioned because of my young kids. I couldn't commit. And I still had another 40 hour job.
Oh, wow.
Besides, I did the store on the weekends. So, you know, I was trying to do a balancing act and, you know, yeah, would I love to be doing my own job? Yeah. But in realistic, you just sometimes can't. And so that's where
this store was in North Carolina?
No, I'm originally from New York.
Okay.
Yep, a little town, Johnstown, up by Albany.
And was it called Deb's Downtown Miniatures, the shop?
No. To be honest with you, I would have to look it up. I'm pretty sure it's like Deb's Miniatures. It was something to that effect. So it's been so long. And I thought about it. I said, geez, I'm pretty sure I had it for a whole year. And then I started doing shows. And I probably did. Back then it was like Saratoga, Syracuse. You know, I did a lot of the shows up in New York. But I also feel like the shows weren't big, you know, back then. So obviously my career changed, and that's why I stepped away. But deep in my heart, I always loved miniatures from then. And I'm glad I was reintroduced during the pandemic. Yeah. I love it.
I hear that a lot from people. And so if anything good came out of it, there's a few things I think good that came out of it. And this is one of them, that, you know, the hobby is thriving for sure.
Yeah.
So do you still do shows?
No. Well, I did do one. Let me take that back. I did do one a year ago with another friend. And it was fun. It was fun. But I basically did the show because I had boxes. And I'm talking stored boxes of stuff that I had from the store. I still had them. And I said, you know what? I need to really like start selling inventory. Do I like eBay? Yes. But I thought, you know, let me do a show and see if I can alleviate a lot of that. And I still find myself, I still have a lot of stuff that once in a while, it's nice to have for like the Secret Santa stuff and, you know, things like that. I can dig out and say, oh, I can do this. And I've been giving it to friends that I've met through this, you know, hobby itself. So eventually I will finally have it all gone that I don't want from my store. It wasn't meant for me.
Yeah.
So
I get that. I get that. So what is your favorite, I guess, show that you've been to? Do you have a favorite?
Well, I do like the Chicago International one.
Mm-hmm.
Disappointed that I didn't go to this last one.
Me too.
That's okay. But I do like the Philly show too. I wish I could go to more. But obviously it's like, you know, you got to book a flight, hotel, mm-hmm. away from the spending in the hobby.
For so. Sure. So North Carolina, is there a miniature scene there? Like, do you have local clubs or anything?
Not that I'm aware of. I know there's few of us here in North Carolina, which is there was a store, which is there were more shows. I that's what I wish, that some of these store, you know, these shows would go further in different states, but I guess you can't have it all.
Like a traveling show, wouldn't that be fun? I don't know how you'd ever get vendors.
Yeah.
It sounds good.
Yeah, exactly.
So what is, you're just going to keep creating whatever inspires you? I love that. It's like, I guess maybe someday I'll learn how to sew, but when you said you cranked out 12, 15 pairs of pants in an hour, I was like, what? That, like I said, that would have taken me a year. I looked at that and I'm like, oh, I can barely do a pillow. So what you do fascinates me. So anything else you want us to share about you and your beautiful creations?
No, this is new to me, and it's like I sometimes really stay behind the scenes, and I'm trying to get myself out there. What's really funny is you see all these postings on social media, and you're so hyped up, and you're like, oh my God, I want to do that. I want to do that. The biggest thing for me going forward is, yeah, keep doing what I'm doing, because I love, love, love making the clothes. But trying to finish my dollhouse, I changed my mind. Like every month, all of a sudden, I'll be looking at it, and it's like, well, maybe I don't want my kitchen there. Maybe I want my bathroom there. And this time, after trying to build my own for the fourth time, I said, all right, I'm going with a kit. I'm sticking to it. And I'm not going to change it. I need to finish a doll house because I want one. Complete it.
I don't think you're alone in saying that either. And well, the doll house that's behind you, so that's the one from your childhood? The doll house?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
I don't, and it's funny because I don't know what happened to the, I had, obviously having a store, I had a lot of doll houses. I remember giving a doll to a bank. They used the advertising for interest rates for homeowners and stuff like that. Okay. There was so many friends that I was able to give them to. But what's really funny is I have a picture of the doll house I had personally when I had the store, not my childhood. The childhood one was long gone. And I don't even know what I did with it. I said, I must have sold it. I have pictures of it. But at that time, again, my life had a major change in my life, going through a divorce, you know. So I have no idea what ever happened to it. But I have pictures. So I'm happy about
that. Maybe someday, some way, that dollhouse will come back to you or something similar that will at least spark your imagination of it again, you know, and make you think that's the one.
Yep.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
Well, tell everyone how they can find you so they can get the rest of your collection in that closet of theirs now that they have their subscription box. I know you said you're on not eBay, Etsy.
So right now my Instagram is Downtown Miniatures. My Etsy is Deb's Miniature Clothes.
But thank you again for being the featured artist in this box. I really appreciate you and your creations. And everyone seems to love what you made them. So thank you. All right. Well, thank you, Deb. And thank you for being my guinea pig again.
Yep, absolutely.
Bye. You know what's a fun way to get your mini fix? The Dollhouse Miniature Subscription Box. That's right. Get your monthly mini fix delivered right to your front door. So this subscription box arrives bi-monthly with fun and festive handcrafted miniatures that are perfect for each holiday and special occasion. You can now decorate your dollhouse or miniature scene in style. So each box is handcrafted by me, Rachel of Mic Drop Miniatures. Not only am I excited to create these one-of-a-kind miniatures for you, but I'm also delighted to include other miniatures creations in selected boxes. Also, each box will have a small DIY project. Whether you're a collector, hobbyist, or just love all things mini, I'm thrilled to bring you this subscription box to you. Let's celebrate the little things in life. After all, even the ordinary become extraordinary in miniature. Check it out today at minisubscriptionbox.com.